Everything they're doing is both legal and moral. And by the way, it's not much different than many other presidents have done. It may be a little more dramatic in the sense that the people that we're trying to stop don't seem to be getting the message. I mean, can you imagine what more incentive would you want to not vote in the Caribbean than what we're doing to these drug runners? But it's absolutely both moral and legal, and I'm more comfortable with every briefing that we're on solid ground. And by the way, I am really tired of people asking me, do you think that the president's going to fire Pete Hegseth? To which I say, I think Pete Hegseth is in really good standing with the president right now, and he ought to be.
By the way, what's that about? What do they think he should be? I mean, I get it. They don't like Pete Hegseth. They haven't liked him since the nomination, but what would he be fired for?
I think they think in this case, this idea of the double tap, the order to shoot the boat a second time with survivors who were, by the way, trying to re-center the boat and get it going so that they could carry out their mission. I think they thought that somehow they believed the early Washington Post reporting, which has proven to be completely false, by the way, that they were believing that people panic quickly, Scott. And I just think they thought, well, this is a war crime. Clearly he's done this time, you know, and they just keep hoping it's true. And of course, it's just the opposite. I think his standing is improving both with the public and with the president.